Today we learned Yom HaDaf Pei Aleph. We started the Shir this morning at Daf Pei Aleph at the bottom where we spoke about Achila Gasa, that if a person eats an Achila Gasa on Yom HaKippurim, Reish Lakish says he's Pater because Asher Lo Su'una Ksiv, that the mitzvah is a mitzvah of Inoy, and it is an Inoy when a person eats an Achila Gasa. If it doesn't satiate, it doesn't satisfy a person at all. There's no Yisuve Daita when it comes to Achila Gasa. The Gemara then discussed the Machlokas, the comment rather of the Mishnah, that Ha'ochel Va'ashosa Ein Mitzdarf, that even though there's a shear for the amount of food you have to eat to be chayv in Yom Kippur and a shear for the amount of drink you have to drink in order to be chayv in Yom Kippur, the two are not mitzvah with each other to equal one shear. So the Gemara said maybe this is really subject to machlokas tanaim, because when it comes to the shear of tumma, Rabbi Yeshua holds that two different tummas are not mitzvah with each other. But the implication is that there is a sheet of the Rabbanan somewhere that holds that two different tummas are mitzvah with each other. So the Gemara has two different machlokas amaraim where various Samaraim suggest that no, that even the Rabbanan who hold that different types of Tumah will be mitzdarif with each other, that's only a din by Tumah. But by Yom Kippur, everything is totally on Yisuvei Daita, on what will hold the person over, what will keep a person satisfied for the time being, and his tiny amount of food and a tiny amount of drink simply will not cause Yisuvei Daita, so even the Rabbanan will be moda to the din in our Mishnah. The next Mishnah talks about if you're Ochel Veshosa in one Helim, in one period of forgetfulness, you're only Chayiv once, but if you're Ochel Va'asa Malacha in one Helim, you're chayiv twice, because Achila and Shtia, even though they're different, they're very much related to each other, whereas Achila and Malacha are two completely different things. So the whole rest of Amud Aleph, this long Amud Aleph, all discuss the concept of the Ashara for Inoy. There is a mitzvah of Inoy in Yom HaKippurim. Where is the Ashara in the Torah for Inoy? So the Gemara suggests, first the Gemara says, well, there can't be any explicit Ashara because there's no way to properly formulate an Ashara on a mitzvah saseh, meaning Inoy is a mitzvah saseh. So how do you formulate an Ashara on something like that? So the Gemara had five different suggestions of how maybe you could formulate it. The Gemara rejected each of the suggestions except for the last one. Rav Ash said you could say, Al Tasur Min Inoy. Don't go off of your Inoy, and that would have been a perfect ashara for a mitzvah saseh of Inoy. How come the Torah didn't do that? So the Gemara says, Kasha, that's taka difficult, why the Torah didn't do it. But the Torah didn't do it. So the Gemara goes on to say, okay, so where do we learn the ashara for Inoy from? If you're going to give an Onesh, you have to have an ashara somewhere, so there has to be an ashara somewhere. So the Gemara gives six different suggestions of where we actually learn the ashara for Inoy from on Yom HaKippur. I'm not going to go through them now, but it goes to six different detailed suggestions. And then on Amud Beis, we have a little more about the din of Tosfos, not just Tosef Sinoi, but Tosefes Malacha, not just for Yom Kippur, but for Shabbos also. The Gemara Darshan's Pasuk V'Yinisim Esnafsho Seichem B'Tisha L'Chodesh sounds like you're already having Inoy on Erev Yom HaKippurim. So then why does it say B'Erev? So we see that Maschil Masana Mibod Yom, that you're most of Mechol HaKodesh, you start the fast already early on Erev Yom Kippur. How do I know that you continue the fast till a little bit after Yom Kippur, that even be it Tziyasa Minayin, Me Erev Ad Erev? It says that you go from one Erev till the next Erev, so it has to be even into the following evening. How do I know that it's true about Shabbos also, that you have to be most of Mechol HaKodesh? Tishbasu. How do I know Yom Tov Moso? Shabbatchem. So we have a different word in the Pasuk to teach me that you always have to be Moshe Michal HaKodesh and Shabbos and Yantav for Malacha, for Inoy, before, after, everything. So the Gemara says, and there's another drasha that we derive from the Pasuk, V'nisim Snaf Shosechem B'tisha, and that is the famous drasha that Kol Ochel V'Shosu B'Chi Malalav HaKosev Kilu Sanachi V'Asiri. Now, the fact that it says that we have to be in Nisim Esnaf Shaseichem on the Erev Yom HaKippurim, and we know that that's not true, the mitzvah Zil Yom HaKippurim, we see that if a person eats and drinks on Erev Yom HaKippurim, it's the Torah considers it as if he fasted both Erev Yom Kippur and Yom Kippur itself. And then the Gemara discusses different types of food that are not considered Roi L'Achila, and one would therefore not be Chayiv for chewing on Yom Kippur, like Pilpili on Yom HaKippur. If someone chews on it, is potter. As nagvila, ginger, if someone chews on Yom Kippur, is potter. So Gemara says, wait a second, how could you say that pilpulin is something that if you chew on Yom Kippur, you're potter, that it's not considered a fruit, This is the very thing that we say a drasha about, that it's chayiv and arla, and that it's tam eto pir yoshava, the tam of the tree and the fruit is the same, and that's the great indication that lo sechs ar kolba, that Eretz Yisrael is missing nothing, because it has this great thing, pilpili. Now you can tell me it's not even called the food? So it says Gemara, it depends. If it's moist, it's delicious. If it's dry, it's not even a food. So, and the same is true for lulavi gefanim, that when they're moist, they could be delicious. Otherwise, they're not even considered a food. So the Gemara has all these different things. And the last thing the Gemara discusses is vinegar, that the Mishnah said that if you drink tzir or morius, your pater, the indication is that for drinking vinegar in Yom Kippur, that is considered a food, and you'd be chayiv. But the Gemara says that seems to be only like Rebbe's shita, because Rebbe holds that vinegar is meshev es hanefesh, gives a person satisfaction. Rav Gidol bar Menashe Mibiri said Mibiri Dinarash said that we don't paskin like Rebbe, but in fact he went a little too far, or people took his statement a little too far. He said we don't paskin like Rebbe, vinegar doesn't satisfy people. So everyone went out and bought jugs of vinegar and were drinking vinegar all Yom Kippur. And he said, well, I made a mistake. They made a mistake over here. First of all, I never said the chachila you should drink it. Second of all, I said maybe a little bit, not so much, that to drink jugs of vinegar is a little too much. And also, I said you could drink raw vinegar. They're diluting it and drinking it, and that certainly is not permissible.